with Chinese fusion taking off, think those addictive steam buns and bubble tea, it's odd that we're pretty clueless about their motherland. It's Taiwan. Now, curiously, despite the huge influence of Taiwan on Chinese restaurants here by the influx of Taiwanese people in the late 60s and early 90s, there aren't many Taiwanese restaurants around, and even fewer cookbooks. But now we have Kathy Irway. She is Taiwanese-American and has written The Food of Taiwan, Recipes from the Beautiful Island. Kathy, good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Kathy, I think we need some orientation with Taiwan. First of all, where is it and what is it?
Well, it's an island and it's situated just off the eastern coast of China. And it's right below the Japanese archipelago and it's above the Philippines. So it's a subtropical environment. And what it is a very tricky question, actually. We'd have to get into the history a bit, but it is democratically governed by itself. However, China claims that it is part of it.
Do the Taiwanese see themselves as being Chinese, or do they see themselves as being Taiwanese?
The Taiwanese people do, yes. They think of themselves as Taiwanese. However, most of them are ethnically Chinese and have migrated from China from the 1600s or 1700s. And up until recent history as well. So it's a little tricky, but it's definitely independently governed.
I see. Let's talk about what food tastes like in Taiwan. Are there distinctive tastes in Taiwanese food?
Yeah, I think so. I think that there's a lot of use of rice wine, for instance, in braising, but there's also a lot of spices and tropical herbs like basil used in dishes, fried shallots, chili peppers, five spice powder used in a lot of meat dishes. For instance, a minced pork meat sauce, which is very popular, and it's served almost like a Sunday ragu. It's like a long simmered dish, and you serve it on a scoop of rice.
Ah, the original people that settled in Taiwan long before anyone came from anywhere else. Is there a cuisine left from those peoples?
Yeah, so actually the original people would be the Aboriginal tribes in Taiwan, and this group still remains in Taiwan. But I think that when we think of the Taiwanese folks that you mentioned, we think of the people who settled in the 1500s, 1600s. Mm-hmm. And definitely a lot of their foods are still prevalent. They came mostly from Fujian province, which is directly across the Taiwan Strait. So we see like oyster omelet, for example. It's a Fujian dish, very popular in Taiwan to this day. Like I mentioned, that minced pork sauce. We have also a danzai noodles. It's a very traditional, simple noodle dish with shrimp. And this was thought of as something that fishermen made on the off season during the winters and when they couldn't catch their fish. So this is all traditions from these earlier Taiwanese settlers.
So eating there now, if we were to go to Taiwan, where should we begin?
The biggest airport, the international airport, is in Taipei, so I would start there, and there's plenty to see around. There's Yangmingshan Mountain. You can go see some tea farms in Taipei, but definitely check out the cosmopolitan parts of the city and all the night markets throughout the city. It's kind of like a street fair. There's clothing and other boutiques throughout the streets, as well as lots of food vendors. So we see things like fried chicken bites tossed with some fried basil leaves in these like delicious little morsels. And we see things like the guabao, which is a steam bun with a slab of red braised pork belly. And the Taiwanese signature garnishes are crushed peanuts, chopped cilantro, and pickled mustard greens.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's so accessible. Everyone loves it.
There's something else that I thought was really intriguing. You talk about your mother as a young woman running after the stinky tofu cart, the way kids in the United States run after the ice cream truck.
Yes, that is true. And you can smell it. You don't even have to hear it. You can smell it about a mile away. It's fried puffy blocks of fermented tofu. And this is typically served with some pickled cabbage on top for a nice contrast. And it's just irresistible to a lot of Taiwanese people.
Interesting. What are some of the other dishes that you would not find in China?
Well, there's three-cup chicken, which is traditional to Hakka cuisine. And the Hakka were a group from China who were dispersed throughout Asia due to oppression. And a lot of them went to Taiwan. So this dish takes chicken and bone-in chicken pieces and cooked with rice wine, sesame oil, and soy sauce. And those would be the three cups in question. It's tossed with a lot of fresh basil at the end. And you can also make this dish not just with chicken, but with squid, three-cup squid. You can also make eggplant or tofu in this style, too.
Kathy, thank you.
Thanks so much, Lynn.
Kathy Irway is author of The Food of Taiwan. She left us with a couple of recipes, three-cup chicken and basil clams. And you know where to find them. SplendidTable.org.